rebel, bad boy, audacious, a maverick. These are not words used to describe the lead of the new TV reality show. These are adjectives describing a 63-year-old Los Angeles architect who may soon become an international star with the tower he's designing in Paris. NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg found Tom Main in L.A.
Even though Tom Main's talk races like a Ferrari, he's an SUV kind of guy, steering toward downtown L.A. and the building he designed for Caltrans, the California Transportation Department. Caltrans rules this freeway city. They make the roads, maintain them. Main's headquarters building looks from some angles like a dull gray metal cigar box. 1,500 people work inside, many quite happily.
Hello, I'm Tom Main, the architect.
By the way,
we just called in for a parking space.
Okay, what's your name, sir?
Tom Main.
You're a guy who built this building.
Yes.
Designed this building.
Yes.
I know.
Are you?
Are you
still going to talk to me?
Okay.
All right.
I'm happy to meet you.
The big horizontal gray building has solar voltaic walls that make energy from sunlight. To catch the light, Main installed random horizontal metal bumps and awnings that raise and lower like eyelashes when the sun hits. So, the Caltrans building is in motion just like the freeways. It uses light as a building material.
It becomes the surface of the building. And it not only is a building material, but it's dynamic, it's changing. It represents the kind of life of the city. And the automobile, of course. That's what this place is about, right? It services the automobile.
An artwork, long horizontal bars of neon, mostly red, race along the sides of the building. This looks to me like a lot of red brake lights on cars.
Exactly. And then they're completely moving. If you stand here over the day, you're going to see continuous random patterns.
Heading west now to his office, Tom Main says the important public architecture that's been popping up in Los Angeles in recent years, Frank Gehry's Disney Concert Hall, Richard Meyer's Getty Museum, are signs that his town is growing up.
I moved here as a young boy at 10 years old in 1954 and lived in the so-called suburbs in Whittier. And there used to be orange groves and avocado groves. This is a city that's really developed from post-World War II. So it's a 50-year-old city. Think about it. That's 16.5 million people, right? So it's an enormously large village, really. And I think what we're talking about is a maturing, is the beginning of a city that understands the requirements for a civic architecture that embodies and represents its status globally.
At Morphosis, Tom Main's Santa Monica office, the young staff is designing a structure for a city whose most beautiful, romantic, and beloved heart was built centuries ago. They're doing a glass office tower for Paris, the tallest structure to go up there since the Eiffel Tower in 1889. Main's 68-story landmark will loom over an area called La Défense, a big, bleak, faceless business complex on the outskirts of town. And you're doing it in one of the coldest, meanest, most awful spaces, maybe in the world, but certainly in Paris, because it's outside of that gorgeous old city. So what did you have to think about doing that?
Well, it starts very much connected to the critique, or the implicit critique you're giving, right?
There was nothing implicit about that, Mr. Main.
I guess it wasn't. It's just, I don't have quite the same sense you do. Clearly, there's a problematic with the nature of the scale and in the vast plain. I was there as a storm took place, and I was making the joke of, like, then I needed sticky shoes, because I was being swept off the plaza, and I'm a fairly big guy, and I'm literally hanging on for my dear life.
The new tower may give people something better to hang on to. The lines of Tom Main's tower are soft, sensuous. It torques like a torso twisting a little bit. It could humanize a most inhuman space and harmonize with the old Paris spread out in the distance. Mr. Main is not one bit intimidated by creating a modern icon for this iconic city.
Like Paris would be, there has to be a present. History becomes the most interesting when it's compared to the present. I mean, there's a whole group of people that want to build new buildings that look like old buildings, and it's ridiculous, right? It'd be like riding a horse and buggy and somehow cherishing a horse and buggy. I think what's so lovely for me to work in that city is that we have an opportunity to use all of the devices available to us that in fact give meaning to the centuries of history of this 2,000-year-old city.
Tom Main, the audacious rebel, does not talk about responsibility or being daunted by the Paris Project. He doesn't speak of beauty either. When asked what's beautiful, Main mentions Miles Davis and uses words like startling, compelling, energizing, new. So, when told that his softly sexy Paris Tower is beautiful, the architect gets, well, nervous.
It's so fantastic you're saying these things. You know, this is the spookiest things about this project for me, is that we are not known for doing buildings that people like. Some people think they're fabulous, and they think they're really interesting. Other people think they're absolutely horrifying, and they say it. And there doesn't seem to be anybody in the middle ground. This thing, it's been so weird. We got such great press. Everybody seems to like it that it's actually scaring me. I'm like going, have I lost? I've lost it. I'm worried that we've tripped up somewhere.
Tom Main's tower is called the Fair, French for lighthouse, a tower of light for the city of light. It's scheduled to be finished in 2012. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News.
He may not be known, as he said, for doing buildings that people like, but 2 years ago in 2005, Tom Main won architecture's most prestigious award, the Pritzker Prize. You can see pictures of his design for the Paris Tower and images of the Los Angeles Caltrans building by going to our website, npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.